Neither does the correct definition of concert pianist include my own beloved paternal grandmother, who graduated from the New York Institute of Musical Art, later renamed the Juilliard School, in 1916, who gave piano lessons in the borough of Queens for 50 years, and who played Mozart piano sonatas at Hadassah meetings. In fact, a genuine concert pianist is as different from my grandmother as an Olympic gymnast is from you or me. Let's run with this Olympic analogy for a moment. When the American swimmer Michael Phelps won his 22nd Olympic medal in August of 2012, he became, far and away, the most decorated Olympian ever. Phelps' success was a function of strength, conditioning, technique, commitment, precision, mental toughness, and a fiercely competitive spirit, sustained over a period of 20 years, from the age of 7, when he started swimming, to the age of 27, when he presumably retired from competitive swimming. That sounds like a concert pianist, only not as impressive. Let's hear an example of pianistic strength, conditioning, and technique. Franz Liszt's depiction of Inferno from a piece entitled After Reading Dante, contained in the second volume of a set of works called Years of Pilgrimage. Like a champion swimmer, a professional pianist also needs strength, conditioning, technique, commitment, precision, mental toughness, and a fiercely competitive spirit. But more than any swimmer, a concert pianist requires, in addition, artistry, memory, the finest nuance of motor control, deep theory.